how to talk to pastors, facility leaders, ministry directors, and care teams about pet-assisted chaplaincy. One of the most important skills in pet-assisted chaplaincy is learning how to explain the ministry clearly to leaders. That includes pastors, nursing home staff, ministry directors, soul center leaders, volunteer coordinators, care teams, recovery leaders, neighborhood ministry leaders, and others who may be responsible for the setting where you hope to serve. Many of them care deeply about people, but they may not yet have good language for what pet-assisted chaplaincy actually is. Some may think it sounds sweet, but unnecessary. Others may worry that it sounds informal, distracting, or hard to manage. Some may immediately think about allergies, liability, safety, sanitation, or whether the animal will create confusion. So how do you talk about it well? Start with clarity. Do not describe pet-assisted chaplaincy in vague, sentimental, or overly dramatic terms. Say something simple and practical. You might say, pet-assisted chaplaincy is a ministry of presence in which a chaplain includes a properly suited and well-handled animal in approved care settings to support comfort, relational openness, and spiritual care with wise boundaries. That helps leaders see that this is not random pet visitation. It is a thoughtful form of ministry. Next, explain the need. You can say that many people in care settings are lonely, anxious, grieving, withdrawn, discouraged, or emotionally guarded. In some situations, the calm presence of an animal may help lower tension and create a more natural opening for conversation, encouragement, prayer, or compassionate care. In a nursing home, a resident may respond to a calm dog in ways that open the door to human connection. In community chaplaincy, a dog walk may help a chaplain become a familiar and approachable presence. In holiday ministry, a pet may bring warmth into a season that often stirs grief and isolation. In a soul center or visitation setting, the animal may help reduce awkwardness and support a gentler beginning. Then explain the limits. Leaders need to know that pet-assisted chaplaincy is not therapy animal certification, not veterinary care, not emotional support animal advocacy, and not informal ministry with no structure. A wise pet-assisted chaplain works within permissions, respects staff and ministry leaders, understands safety concerns, and knows when animal presence is not appropriate. That means you should be ready to talk about practical questions like, where would this role serve? What settings are appropriate? What permissions are needed? How is the animal trained and handled? How are hygiene and safety addressed? What happens if someone is fearful, allergic, or uncomfortable? How does this role support, rather than complicate, the existing ministry? Those are good questions. When talking to pastors, emphasize that this kind of ministry can support pastoral care, visitation, and neighborhood presence. Help them see that pet-assisted chaplaincy does not replace ordinary ministry. It strengthens certain kinds of ministry when used wisely. When talking to facility leaders, emphasize trust and professionalism. They need to know that you understand boundaries, sanitation, appropriate pacing, and respect for residents, patients, staff, and family members. They will be much more open if they hear that you are not assuming access, not pushing the animal into every situation, and not treating the setting casually. When talking to ministry directors or volunteer coordinators, emphasize structure. Explain that this ministry works best when the chaplain, the animal, and the setting are all prepared. That includes readiness, accountability, and clarity about what the visit is for. When talking to care teams, emphasize collaboration. Let them know that you are not trying to become the center of attention. You are there to support the care environment with calm, respectful presence. Do not oversell. Do not act like every setting needs this. Do not imply that your animal changes everything. Do not present yourself as the answer to every care problem. Instead, show that you understand both the beauty and the limits of this ministry. A good conversation may end with something like this. I would love to serve in a way that respects your setting, supports your mission, and offers calm, safe, Christ-centered care where animal presence is welcome and helpful. pet-assisted chaplaincy grows best where trust, clarity, and partnership are present from the beginning.